Okay, going again to Johnny Rafson and his team for inviting me. Understand that some people here wanted to hear a little bit more about Lifnei Iver, so we're here again to learn a little bit more. We won't complete everything to be said about Lifnei Iver in a half an hour. Who knows, you might still come back again for some further installment. You never know. Anyway, to recap briefly the main points that we discussed last time we were here, as I know some of you went here last time, and even for those who were here, to do a little bit of chazal, it never does any harm. I remember many years ago I was in the house of Rav Moshe Feinstein, and I was talking to him, and I said to him, you know, those who had the chutzpah to say that, I said to him, to tell me, what's your secret? I said, ich bin van der Moshe Feinstein, wie macht man das? How you do it? And he smiled at me and he said, Ibechazen, or nochemol Ibechazen, or nochemol Ibechazen. That's the ganze song. So, now you know. So, very briefly, we said that Lifnei Iver, there are basically sort of three ways of being Oyver Lifnei Iver. One is to make somebody, cause somebody to do an Aveira. The example given in the Gemara, somebody is Moshe Kais Yayin to a Nazir, so you marshal him in doing an Aveira. Second way was that you give an Eitzero, you marshal him, you ask you for advice, you give him bad advice, and he becomes Nichshel. And the third way is the literal way that you put a stumbling block in front of a blind man and you cause him to stumble physically. There are some who hold that this is not even included in Lifnei Iver, only the other two are included in Lifnei Iver, but many, many people hold that the physical way is of course included, has an ish, the Meshach Chochmo, even the English Moshe mentions it, even Ezra. They all say, you know, in a mikro yoytim edei pshuta, the poshup shat, you put a stumbling block before a blind man coming down the road and you trip him up, then of course that goes without saying. I always feel very positive if you give somebody an Eitzero, we had an example, you give an Eitzero to somebody to go in a certain way and there's holes in the road and he falls in and he, you know, then you're over this either. So Kolschkin, if you actually put the holes there and then you'll trip him up, it can't be worse than giving him an Eitzero. So those were the ways. The point is that Gemara says that at Tzedukim, they took the posuk literally and they said Lifnei Iver means you put a stone in front of a blind man. That doesn't mean that the Tzedukim are wrong. That the Tzedukim are right. Of course it means that as well. But we hold, in addition to that, we also take it in a figurative way, where Chazal say that you put a michshel and you cause somebody to sin, or you give him an Eitzero. Of course we would think that doing a thing like that, we never consider ourselves involved, you know, I have to shalom. I would dream of putting a stumbling block in front of a blind man. I would never do such a thing. But you know, if you drop a banana skin on the ground and somebody tips on it, exactly the same thing. It doesn't have to be the story of a blind man and a stone. You know, if you've got a little rose bush in your front garden and you allow the branch of the rose bush to grow out over the pavement and people pass by, especially at night time, they don't see it and they injure themselves on the very sharp spikes of the thorn bush, or they damage themselves, hurt themselves. You over Lifnei Iver L'Asitei Michel. The Chonon Wasserman says that anybody who puts a boy to Shosirabim, you over the Issa of Lifnei Iver L'Asitei Michel. But you know, Baba Kama, we're always concerned with the monetary affairs of it, and when somebody sues you for damages, but you can claim what exactly boy the Shosirabim. But the Issa is the Issa of Lifnei Iver L'Asitei Michel, you cause somebody to stumble. Now, the other point that we mentioned and in that connection was the din of trei avre denara and chad avre denara. The question is, am I enabling him, the person, to do an aveira? Is the nazir on the other side of the river and he couldn't get the wine without me, and therefore I'm really causing him to do the aveira? Without me he wouldn't do the aveira. Or if it's chad avre denara, on the same side of the river, he could really get up and get it himself, only it's a little bit of a bother, So I'm simply making it easier for him, but I wouldn't be stopping him. He would do the Aveda in any case without me. So if he would and he could, then I'm not over the Issa Veraisa of Lifna Iver last day Mishan. Some cases you're over an Issa Rabbonon, which they usually call Mistayer, the day over the Aveda. I'm helping him to do it, even though I'm not the actual cause of it. Now, what I'd like to discuss this morning is an interesting question, and that is, what exactly is the Issa of Lifna Iver Lasitein Mikshal? Is it the Nesilas HaMikshal? Is it putting down the stumbling block, let's take the blind man coming down the road? Is it my putting the brick down in front of the blind man? That action is the Issa of Lifna Iver Lasitein Mikshal. Or putting down the stone itself, that I'm not over anything yet. It's when he comes along and he trips over it, then we say, ah, who put down the stone? You put down the stone, so you're either Lifnei either. In other words, is the Issa in being mashed in somebody, you're causing somebody to trip, or is the Issa simply putting down the stone in front of him? See, the difference would be, you know, you put down the stone in front of the blind man is coming, walking down the road, and just before he comes to my stone, he decides to cross over the road, and he doesn't trip over my stone at all. And not because he's aware of it, but just it so happens he didn't tip over it. So am I over listener either? I haven't been mastering him. I was very fortunate. Nothing, I was a bad man in putting it down, but the mice and nothing happened. I wasn't mastering anybody. Or do we take it in the literal way, the Torah listener either, like sitting mitzvah, you must have put down a mitzvah. I put down the mitzvah. Whether you tipped over it or not, makes no difference. As soon as I put down the mitzvah, and I leave it there for long enough for somebody to fall over it, I'm either Lifna Iver L'Asitein Mikshal. So, in other words, I give a choice yayin to a nausea, and then for some reason he decides he's not going to drink it, have I been either Lifna Iver or not? Or in the case of Eitzaroh, we had it last week, we said you advise somebody to sell his house. So you advise him to sell his house, and thinks, yeah, it's a good advice, he's going to sell his house, but then something happens, the buyer couldn't get funds, he backs out of it, and the mice of the state didn't go through, your advice didn't do him any harm. But the mice, you gave him bad advice, either or not. These are the two sides of this question. I guess there's quite a sort of a, when we look in the Poskim, the Shoilim and the Achroilim, some hold one way, some hold the other way. Some use the expression Osa Lehachshil Adam. So if it's not allowed to be mashed somebody, it's mashma, that's only if you really are in practice mashing him, then you're either. If you're not mashing him, you're not either. But others hold forget, I mean the chiluk, for example, is interesting. The chiluk also uses the lashon, it's also to be mashed somebody, and then he says at the end that for listener either you never get malchus. Why not? Because it's a lash ain't by master. That's a very strange reason. Other poskim also say you don't get malchus, but for other reasons, the lav shebeklolos, other reasons. But the chinuch says that the lav she'ein ba masa. I was often wondering, what does it mean the lav she'ein ba masa? No, if I give an eitzaroh, okay, that's just talking, maybe that's not called a masa. If I hand over a kais yayin to a nozir, that's a masa. You know, why is it a lav she'ein ba masa? But if we understand it in the way that you're only over if the person nichshel, so me giving him the kais yayin, that I'm not over yet. It's only later on when he actually drinks it, then I'm over. So when he drinks it, I'm not doing any matter. My action alone doesn't do the avera. It's dependent on somebody else. Till somebody else at a time, and somebody else will do something, at that time it's already not my matter anymore. So these are sort of the two possibilities. And there's no definite raya. Nobody can bring a definite, convincing raya from the Gemara one way or the other. And you know how it is when you're younger, you always feel that one day I'm going to find a raya from the Gemara somewhere. And I remember when I was in the Koyle, in the Geitza, I happened to be learning the Gemara in Kiddushin, that Lamed Beis, it's a well-known Gemara, and I thought, oh, from here I've got Mamashim, a Furish Raya, and I'll tell you the Gemara, let me just read it out to you. It's a well-known Gemara, and it's an interesting little piece. There's a story here of Rav Huna, Koroshiroi Ba'ampe Rabba Berei. Rav Huna had a son, Rabbo, and he wanted to see, Rabbo was a great man already, very interesting what concepts they have of bringing up children. A person that a chiv to bring up his child should be a fine person, should be a bal midas, and he wanted to make sure, see whether he had fulfilled having brought up his child with the correct midas, and so he decided to do a test on the son to see what sort of midas he had. He must have fuller testing Rabbo, his son. So he said, he went and he tore an expensive silk garment, not whether it was his garment, his son's garment, the whole Shad and Gomorrah, but he tore this expensive silk garment and he wanted to see whether the Funer, whether Rabbo, his son, would get into cast, fly off the handle, and wanted to see what his reaction was. Very interesting to see how the Maroim, how they viewed parenting. Has he really completely fulfilled his chiyuv, or maybe he still has to dine him a little bit? So he tore his clothes and he said, Oma, Ezel, Ichsi, Irosach, Iloi Rostach. I want to go and see, will he get into a temper, or will he not get into a temper? Will he start lashing out or saying something abusive? So the Gemara asked, how could he do a thing like that? V'dilmo Rosach, V'ko'ova Lifne Ivelosit in Mishol. Maybe he would tacky get into a temper, if you provoke him like that. Maybe he would get into a temper, and then Rav Chunah, the father, would have been either Lifne Ivelosit in Mishol. The Gemara answered to Mochale the Yakre that he had been Moichel, it's covered, so it made sure that whatever he says to his father, he's been Moichel, and that his son wouldn't have in fact been either. But the Gemara's Kasha, the way it's worded, is very interesting. It says, the Dilmo Rosach, the Ko'ova Lifne Ivel Asid Mishal. Maybe he might get angry as a result of his provocation, and then look on him, then he'd be either Lifne Ivel Asid Mishal. So I said, marvellous, this is the Gemara I've been looking for all these years. You see very clearly, the Gemara says only if he gets angry, then I'll be Oymer Lifnei Yivel Asidei Mishal. If he doesn't get angry, then I'm not, just because I've provoked him, the provocation alone, putting down the Mishal, that alone, I'm not Oymer. Very clear the Gemara. Dilma Rosach, look over Lifnei Yivel. Perhaps he'd be, the Gemara should have, if, according to the other way of learning it, that as soon as you provoke somebody, you're like the Oymer. The Gemara should have said, how can you do that? He's older than either. But it doesn't say. He says, maybe he might get angry, Taka. You're taking a big risk here. You don't know what he's like. You're taking a big risk. He might get angry, and then you'll have to be older than either. How could you take a risk like that? So I was delighted. I proved one side. All these years, nobody else had ever discovered it before. You know, I have discovered America, you know. It was a marvelous feeling. I remember I went to Yitzhak Berger, Dine Berger today, and I told him this wonderful discovery. You know, I finally laid to rest the whole Shaila. I got a raya from the Gemara, and I started, you know, telling him the Gemara, and he already, before he even finished, he said, nah, there's no raya from there whatsoever. Because here, his son, he wanted to see what sort of midas his son has. Yeah, would he easily fly off the handle? Or is he sort of above that, and he's a person who's got the midas, you know, he's not going to get excited because of a piece of silk. But if he doesn't get excited, if he's a sort of character, he's already developed himself in a way that he's not going to get excited because you tear a piece of silk, then this wasn't, it's not a mixture at all. It's not, you haven't put a mixture, you haven't, it's been no provocation at all. It's like putting a matchstick in front of the blind person. He just walk all straight over the matchstick. And you won't say, oh, I put out a mixture, oh, or the shaggy didn't tip. This matchstick didn't even have the potential to tip him up.
He didn't know that.
Pardon?
He didn't know.
Yeah, he didn't know, and therefore the Gemara is asking, yes, how could he do a thing like this? He's taking a risk, right? Maybe he will get angry, maybe it is a mixture, and then he'll be either listening either, but it's only if it turns out that it was a mixture. If he doesn't, if it's perfectly calm, then it shows that I'm afraid that it was never a mixture at all, it was a matchstick, and therefore, he wasn't either. So you see, it's no real lie from here at all. It's the same as if somebody would offer me a cigarette on Shabbos. You know, I mean, I wouldn't dream of taking the cigarette. He wouldn't be either listening if somebody would come and say, would you like yourself a problem? Would you like a cigarette? Is he either listening either because he's putting the stumbling block? It's not, it hasn't even got the potential. I'm the sort of person who wouldn't dream of smoking on Shabbos. I don't smoke even on the weekdays. But you know, it wouldn't therefore it wouldn't be about provocation at all. If he gets angry, then it shows that it was a mixture.
But if he doesn't get angry, then it wasn't even a mikshel at all. Right? So that, in other words, it's different. If you take a nausea, you know, and he doesn't say, no, I'm a nausea, I don't drink wine, yeah, then it's not a mikshel. But if you offer him wine, or he wants the wine, you give it to him, and just as he's about, he's looking for, just as he's about to drink it, his mobile phone goes off, and he's quickly called home and urgent thing, and he has to just leave the wine, then dash off, and he doesn't drink it. That's the case that we're talking about. It is a mikshel, he would like to drink nothing some, and somehow he didn't get around to drinking it. That is the question. Okay, so therefore this is the sort of thing where you can't really prove it from the Gemara. But here the Tosfos here has got a very interesting little piece here. And it says on the Mochalele Yake that the father, when the Gemara answers that he was Michael his covered, so it says it doesn't help if the father is Michael the covered in his own mind. He must have told him beforehand, they have a long standing arrangement. He can't sort of say, okay, I'm Michael the covered, now I'm going to tell this. He's got an obvious case, not much of a test then. But they have a long standing arrangement. Look, you're grown up now. You know, I'm Michael on all the formalities. You don't need to stand up when I come into the room. I allow you to sit in my seat. You can say whatever. You can talk to me. You don't need to watch your work. So that it was already a standing arrangement that the son knew about. And therefore, you know, there was no question that he was either on kibbut avaim, no matter what he, whatever he would say, you know, he would say something, that he wouldn't be either kibbut avaim. Right? So the test was, it wasn't a test of kibbut avaim, the test was in the middas of cats, right? Is he, or would he fly into cats or not? But in kibbut avaim, it wasn't a test for that, because he was Michael is covered. But he has to know this beforehand, says because if he doesn't know that the father's been Michael is covered, and he says something abusive, then he's either, even though in Matthias he hasn't been either kibbut avaim, but if you do something which you think is also, even though it turns out it's not also, you have still done a sort of the avera of doing a machshava shel isa. And the Gemara calls him, it's kamen lechal bosa chazir v'olo biyoda bosa tileh. Person goes into a restaurant to eat chazir, he orders a piece of pork, and they put down some meat in front of him, and he eats it, and unknown to him, it so happened that it wasn't pork, it was a piece of kosher meat. How the kosher meat got into the restaurant, that's not my business, but the fact is that he ate it, and it was kosher meat. So it had to be an oiver. He hasn't been oiver the itz of chazir, because it wasn't chazir, it was kosher meat. But still, nevertheless, he put his knife and fork in, and he ate it, and he chewed it up. He was prepared to eat something which was also, that itself is a sort of an issus, like a vak chazir, if you like to call it that. And for that itself, you need a kapora. Right? You need a kapora for that, because of a nislach law by the woman who's, she made a neda, and then her husband was made for it, but she didn't know the husband was made for it, and she went around and she ate it. It says, the nislach law, she has to have slicha, she has to have kapora for it. She has done something wrong. So we see from here a very important klal, that even for this, you're over listening either. If you're makshel somebody in doing sort of a vak chazir or a vak kibbut avaim, or this sort of, you're makshel somebody in doing something which he thinks is also, right, that itself is also your oivel lifnei iver v'chisatein mishtar. Right? You see that clearly from what Tosfos is saying, that if you wouldn't have known about it, it wouldn't have helped, because you would still be oivel something, and therefore a puna would have been oivel lifnei iver v'chisatein mishtar. So it's very interesting that I remember years ago when we lived in Gateshead, I would advise anybody, if you ever go to Gateshead, don't ever give a shia, a halakha shia, to the ladies. Because Gateshead is a town of Tamid Chachomim, mm-hmm. And the ladies come home from the shia, the husband said, no, what did he say, long on my hand, you know? And you know, they tell them, and say, what? He told you that? Yes, that's what he told you, you know? You know, we're all guilty of the same thing. So one day, my wife went to a shia, and they came on and said, no, what was the discussion? So they talked about char women. Gates said, always have a problem with the char women, the cleaners, you know, come along and clean the goiters. And, you know, very often things go missing in the house and you're wondering, you know, have the cleaner damaged it or not. And it's always a horrible business. So a woman asked in the shia, you know, I've got a cleaner and there's always things going missing in the house. I'm not sure, my husband is sure that she is a ganav and he wants me to get rid of her, but on the other hand she's a good cleaner and they don't come so easily. I don't really want to get rid of her if I can avoid it.
So I was thinking of putting out some money. I leave out a £20 note flying around, and I'd see if she takes it. Is it okay for me to do that? And the person who was giving the shia said, well, you can't just do it like that, because if she gathers it, you know, you'll be over this na'iva lotit in mishon. As we said, even to goy, even when a chai to goy, is also, you can't be mashal a goy either. So goy, geneva is one of the seven mitzvot ne'emayah. So you're mashal, you're putting out money, you're tempting this goy to take your money, you'll be over this na'iva lotit in mishon. Yeah, maybe on the one side, even if she doesn't take it, you'll be over this na'iva lotit in mishon. It's a dangerous business. And he said, what you have to do is you go before she comes, you go and be maskier the money. You say, I want this money, it's going to be hefka, you know, whatever happens, you know, it's, you know, don't tell your children, you know, you'll be maskier, you and your husband, and they, then the boys that comes, you know, then you'll see if she takes it, you know, she won't be over the issue of the neighbor. So you won't be over the listener either. I said, ooh, it's against the choices here in Kiddushin. And, next time I confronted this person who gave the shia, I said, you know, I heard my wife told me this. So the Torah of Kedushin says that if a person does something he thinks that the guy, if she doesn't know, that you're not going to tell her beforehand that you've made a tefka, because then of course it's no, you haven't, you're back to square one. So if she thinks that she's gathering something, so even if the mice is tefka, it won't help you, because she's still done an avak geneva, let's call it, and you'll be over this neiva, causing her to do this avak geneva, exactly like here, if you're mashing somebody into a vat of kibbutz alpha aim.
Is there such a thing as a vat of aim for goy?
Pardon?
Is there such a thing as a vat of aim for goy?
Yes, yes. So goy would even be worse, because a goy is only even for machshava to do an aveira. We say just a pure machshava, if you didn't do anything, machshava ra in a nefesh kamaisa. So if you want to eat chazer, you go to a restaurant to eat chazer, and you find the door's locked. Right? Oh, Lord, looking forward to nice having the door locked, you know, locking the door. So there you won't be over. Right? Because you didn't, it was just a pure machshava. You're only over if you actually get to the stage of, you actually ate it and you actually did what you have to do, then you're over. And whereby God, even the machshava, even wanting to do it, is already an availer.
So in the nature, there's so much money around that we have.
Yeah. So therefore, he was moided to me, and he said, Taka Chazani be, you know, high size, and this Eitzah won't work. Now, it's interesting how the Chofetz Chaim, you know, takes this, you know, in his own way, when he talks about Lashon Hara and his Sefer. So he says, you know, sometimes you go and you ask somebody about somebody's character, because you need to know for the Shidduch, or you want to go to Shukfis for business. It's like Netar Ellis, Mutter to say ask for Lashon Hara, if it's Netar Ellis. So if you ask somebody, you want to get the thing of a shidduch, and he said, tell me, you know, Mr. So-and-so, you know, tell me something about him. And you, ooh, first year. And he tells you all about him. So then, he says the Chofetz Chaim, you mustn't do that. Because then, he's simply telling you Lashon Hara, he doesn't know that you need it for something, and he's already, you're mashing him, even though the Maiser, it's mutter, because you need it for a shidduch, but he doesn't know that it's mutter, so he's stand telling you Lashon Hara. So again, he thinks he's doing Lashon Hara. It doesn't help the fact that Mitzias, it's mutter, it's avak Lashon Hara, if you like to call it, and you're either and if even ask him. So the Chofetz Chaim says, if ever you need to ask information for a shidduch, then you should tell the person, let them know, say, listen, I need to know for a shidduch, you know, please, you know, can you tell me so and so, and then he tells you, he knows it's for shidduch, he knows it's mutter, and he tells you in a responsible way. But he says, if you don't, you know, if you just ask him like that outside, and he doesn't know, and he does it, and he tells you Lashon Hara, even though it's mutter, but it's like this kamen lech al basa chazir, but all of the other basa teleh. And then he adds, and he says, and you know, maybe it's even worse than that. It might be even ba'olo b'yodo bosa chazir, because the mitzvah, it's Lashon Hara. Right? You are saying bad things. It doesn't become Lashon Toiv just because it's for a ta'elis. Right? You're the mitzvah, you're saying something bad about somebody. So if you're doing it with a kavona for a ta'elis, then there's a heter. The ta'elis overrides the doicha, the Lashon Hara, and we allow you to say Lashon Hara because it's more important for the shidduch you need it, and chas v'sholem, you know, a shidduch goes through, and people have been told, you know, people have got all these tainas, if marriage breaks up, you know, nobody ever told me this, why didn't anybody tell me, and so for, it's so necessary that we know, when we enter shidduch, that that necessity, that ta'elis, overrides the din of lashon hara. So if you're doing it for the ta'elis, then it overrides, it makes it mutter. But if you're not doing it for the ta'elis, then it's straight lashon hara, then it's not even in mitzias mutter. Be bosa teleh, in mitzias is mutter, it's not chazer. You thought it was chazer, but it was heter gomer, it wasn't a piece of chazer. But if the lashon hara, if you don't know you're doing it for ta'elis, so it is outside lashon hara. And I was thinking, you know, I mean, he clears this point, it could be that lashon hara, whether it's mutter or not, is it mutter? Doesn't depend on whether mitzias you needed to work for ta'elis or not. But depends on whether the person who's saying it realizes that he's doing it for that purpose. And if he doesn't realize it, then it's back to say out for lashon hara. I was thinking once, I remember once some years ago, there was a young man here in the neighborhood, not very far from here, and his wife needed to go to hospital on Shabbos. She was having a baby, and she was going into labor, so he rang up a taxi, come around, okay, taxi came around on Shabbos morning, and he said, do you mind carrying the bag into the taxi? He said, yeah, with pleasure, sure, I always like to have somebody, you know, he explained, you know, we can't carry, and said, yeah, I know all about it, imagine, you know, he's a Yid himself, that's a Yiddish taxi driver, they do, so he felt very uncomfortable, he said, oh, you're Jewish, oh, you know, I really don't really, really wouldn't like, you know, do you mind, you know, getting somebody else, you know, from after your company, to send, yeah, no problem whatsoever, fully understand, that I'm not taking it personally. Yeah, with pleasure, and he got on the phone and he got the company to send him a boy, which a taxi driver. Then when the person told me over this story, I said, Rabban Shalom, what have you done? I said, this taxi driver, the whole of Shabbos, he's going around taxiing the Mechal and Shabbos. Now you have the opportunity for this next half an hour while you're going up to the Royal Free, while he's busy with you, and he's doing what he's doing is behetta. That is a mutter's bekuach nefesh for your ledis. You can do it. He would have been not been machal the next half hour. You sent him away to go by and be machal and shabbos. What have you done? This is the one thing. You know, I was even thinking if we know a person, a taxi driver, who works on Shabbos, I had a thought, not the mice, but I had a thought, maybe we should all get his number. Whenever we need to send our wives, whenever we need to go to hospital, everything dusty, this heat up, yeah, so he comes along, we pray them from a half an hour of Chilat Shabbos. It's a marvelous idea. What's wrong with it? Very good idea. But I thought after saw this Chofetz Chaim, it occurred to me that maybe it's not so poshered. You know, Shabbos, Chilat Shabbos, Chilat Shabbos. Only Bekuach Nefesh, if you do something Bekuach Nefesh, I've got to save somebody's life, if you do it for Bekuach Nefesh, you're allowed to be Mechal and Shabbos. But if you don't do it for Bekuach Nefesh, I mean you certainly would have to tell him that. If he doesn't know, say please take my wife to the doctor or something, if he doesn't know it's for Bekuach Nefesh, then maybe it's back to Chilat Shabbos again. It's not even, you know, Ochel Bosa Teleh is eating Chazer, he's doing it and he thinks he's being Mechalev Shabbos. And I thought maybe even if he knows it, but he's not doing it for Pekuch Nefesh. What's he doing it for? That's his job, he's doing it for the money. Plain and simple, he's doing it. It's just another fare for him. If he's doing it for the money, he's not doing it in order for Pekuch Nefesh, then maybe it stays back to Chilat Shabbos, right? So therefore, you know, I thought maybe it's not such a marvelous idea. You know, we would have to ask about it, and maybe perhaps discuss it with that solo. Why be massing a poor solo man who's in the middle of davening, you know, pull him out to go to that. Get this fellow, this taxi driver, and let him do something useful on Shabbos. So, this is sort of a shaila. If he does it, you do Chilat Shabbos, and, you know, you don't know what you're doing it for, maybe it's a Chilat Shabbos. Okay, so at least we see from you what we've learned this morning, just a tiny little bit, there's such a lot in this name, it's a pity, but again, maybe if people still want to hear more, I'm not turning away, we can always still hear more. But at least we've learned that your Ogil Lifnei Iver, even if you're mashing somebody in doing something which he thinks it's also, even though it's not also, but there's no Lifnei Iver if you're mashing somebody in midas. That we've seen as well from our Gemara. If I get somebody into a car, then I'm not over lifna either, because it's not a double also, it's not nice middas, but it doesn't come under lifna either. Otherwise, what is this fellow, what is he held here? He's still, the Chutah was still, if you want to see if he gets him in the cast, he's still over and lifna either, doesn't help him to be working his covered, or just takes away an actual issa of kibbutz of the aim, but the cast is still there. So you see that being matched with something in cast, for that alone, you know, that is not lifna either. Okay, well, I say next time we discuss other things, if there is a next time, the whole question of whether if you're not mashal somebody, but you're memayat in this issa, sometimes you can ask someone to do an aveda, but without you, he would do a much bigger aveda. Now, by you telling him to do a little aveda, you save him from doing a bigger aveda. That's a very big, very fascinating field, and it's got all sorts of ups and downs with the ramifications, and maybe we'll see it some other time. Go ahead.